While imposing a lockdown to stem the spread of COVID-19 in Uganda's second wave in June, President Yoweri Museveni blamed teaching institutions for being behind the rise in cases. According to Museveni, schools were not disclosing the number of teachers and students who tested positive for the coronavirus. Museveni last week eased the lockdown, allowing public and private transport as well as opening trading areas, including malls and shopping centers. However, he noted that schools will remain closed until an unspecified number of students is vaccinated.
Scientists have informed me that children above 12 to 18 years can also be vaccinated using the Pfizer vaccine. I've directed the Minister of Health to include this age group in their estimates and plan holistically. So learning should continue virtually. Minister of Education and Sports will provide learning materials to learners.
Janet Kataha Museveni is Uganda's education minister. She confirms that plans are underway to have students vaccinated ahead of the reopening.
Government is trying to access sufficient vaccines so that we can have all the 18-year-olds and above, students from universities and technical institutes, vaccinated at least. And then we're looking for vaccines that can vaccinate children in lower schools, 12 to 18. Then we would open schools. That is not to say that they can't get COVID-19 again. They can, but at least it will be mild.
In September, the U.S. government is expected to donate 640,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine in the campaign to treat students. Over 15 million students in Uganda have had their studies interrupted since March 2020, when the first lockdown was announced as a measure to curb the spread of COVID-19 in Uganda. However, the acquisition of vaccines in Uganda is slow, and it is not likely the schools will reopen soon. Uganda's vaccination drive targets about 22 million people, but the health ministry says that to date just over a million people have been vaccinated, with nearly 241,000 having received the two AstraZeneca jabs. Uganda so far has confirmed nearly 94,500 COVID-19 cases and close to 3,000 deaths. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.